Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. You're...
Nothing else to do, yeah. Everybody looking at me like I'm on one. I tell the truth cause I don't wanna fake none. I ride with my brothers, they my day ones. We don't do the cap and keep it 100. They be faking like they rock with the kid. I be peeping all of it. They told me I would never win again. Did you see my dime with the pin? I count my blessings. One direction, clear instructions. Avoid neglecting.
Avoid, yeah. Neglecting.
Avoid neglecting.
Avoid, yeah. Neglecting.
You wanna judge me? I don't got time for that. You wanna hate me? Well, good luck with that. I wanna go up. You wanna stay down? I got the patience. You won't stick around. You wanna judge me? I don't got time for that. You wanna hate me? Well, good luck with that. I wanna go up. You wanna stay down? I got the patience. You won't stick around. I'ma take my time. Gotta chase my dreams. Gotta do it right. I put it on my life. Gotta do it all. Gotta do it right. I'm avoiding all the bragging. It'll pause my dreams. I'm lagging. I don't wanna hurt my chances. Of the blessings that's been granted. Ooh yeah, I gotta make it through, yeah. Yeah, yeah, nothing else to do, yeah. Ooh yeah, I gotta make it through, yeah. Yeah, yeah, nothing else to do, yeah. Ooh yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta make it through, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nothing else to do, yeah. Ooh yeah, I gotta make it through, yeah. Yeah, yeah, nothing else to do, yeah. Nothing else to do, yeah.
I'm
avoiding all the bragging. It'll pause my dreams, I'm lagging. I don't wanna hurt my chances of the blessings that be granted.
Boom, boom, boom. And we back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. It's your boy Enigma September. And you are now listening to episode 89 of the podcast. Shouts out to Freedom Train Radio. My man Pat. Be editing my stuff. And say it like I'm upset. Shouts out to my man Pat, Joe, Shelby, everybody in the camp, man. Appreciate y'all. I know I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna spill the tea. I know y'all may be looking at me crazy because I don't be in the chat rooms, man. That's my bad. I peep in, I peep out. I see what y'all be doing. Yo, like the whole crew, they doing like a movie trivia, like a countdown or no, not even countdown, like a playoffs. I'm not good with the movies. I just saw Crooklyn last night. Give me my black card back. I just saw Crooklyn last night. Thank you, Fee. Thank you for doing that. Fee gonna snitch on me and say I cried during the movie. Look, man, had I watched it back in 94, I wouldn't have cried. It wouldn't have hit me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a whole daddy. And seeing LeBron James' daddy, you know what I'm saying, with his little movie daughter just kind of threw me off. Y'all know that's LeBron James' daddy. Don't play. Anyway. Yo, before we get into it, I wouldn't cry at 94. Before we get into it, tonight's guest is my man Summerhill 7. He'll be on halfway mark per normal. So watch for that. Also too, I'm tripping. That quarantine got me off my rocker, bro. Also too, man, song you just heard, my man Shem Rivera with Make It. You know what I mean? He got a project that he dropping. If it's not out already. So you guys make sure to check that out. Fee making noise on the pod. You know what I mean? Getting picked up. She thinks she'll.
I dropped my ring.
Making noise on the pod, son. Supposed to be quiet on the set. Yo, I'm also on Facebook right now. Where's this pin? Oh, you can pin the comment now. Oh, okay. All right. This is nice. This is nice. Should have known you was going to be here. I knew you were going to say something. Hey. Don't y'all start that in you. Don't y'all start that. Anyway. Yo, speaking of crime, man, I'm going to start off with the bad news. Y'all know how it go. Unfortunately, the coronavirus has hit hip-hop. Tried to take a few people out. I heard Scarface, the legend, was struggling, you know what I mean? But he's still here. Unfortunately, my man Fred the Godson wasn't as fortunate. And, yeah, man, it was reported yesterday, which was April 23rd, my man passed away at the age of 35. Also reported, I remember he had got on like IG or something, some video, and explained that he had caught the COVID-19. So that happened, and I thought he was gonna be straight. I mean, the fact that he was recording from the hospital bed, you would think like, all right, he's straight. He ain't like he in dire straits because he recording, right? Nah, bro. Now it has been reported he had other issues. They reported, I don't know for myself, that he's dealing with asthma, diabetes. Of course, my man was, you know what I'm saying, pretty heavy set like myself, probably even more so. He had a big face. I ain't trying to joke on my man's, but it was just real. You know what I'm saying? He was a heavy fella. Doesn't matter because he was still sick on the mic. Excuse the pun. But, yeah, man, so shouts out some prayers. Actually, I'm going to give y'all a little piece of my man's because I know a lot of people probably didn't know about Fred. He was one of the New York artists that was kind of came in with that class of 09 I'm always talking about. He was on the WXL freshman class of 2011, you know what I'm saying, like Wale and a few other cats. Matter of fact, Matt Miller, I think, was on that list. And I think he just got caught up, unfortunately, in the kind of like the, because he was like one of them real New York rappers, like what you expect a New York rapper to sound like, not like ASAP Rocky. No diss to ASAP Rocky, but Fred was like one of them bars rappers, like gritty bar rappers, which you kind of get from, you know, Conway and Westside Gunn them today. He was doing that back in 2010, 2011, you know what I'm saying? But I think for him, my personal observation. I think he just got caught up in people weren't looking for that type of rap at the time. He was sick. He kind of sounded like, what's your boy from the Diplomats? He kind of sounded like Jim Jones, but like with better bars, in my opinion. But anyway, man, I'm going to give y'all a little piece of my man's. Before we rest in peace, so.
Steve Nash and Howard Duke said, where you get that swag from and run in my family? Then I passed her like Reverend Run in my family. It's old head pitching, he damn near 50. Don't make sense, the Grams damn near 50.
You know what it is?
BX, New York.
Hot 97, thump.
I ain't done ya.
Something else?
I'm not done yet. New York, stand up, BX. TBN, Fred the God in the building. Goldo, Fred the Eco, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Ah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Should have picked the bell
spot. I'm ready. Love, 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 love. Fred Lethal, so it seems. He got it sewn up, thread and needle sewing seams. Had a lot in store for her, I sold the dreams. It was sweet like A&W, soda cream. So the cream stacked up real nice. Word of advice, I need none. Bundles of white, holla at me if you need some. They see me on the block with the Linkin Park. They know I'm selling rock like Linkin Park. Fast flow, they click on my Linkin watch. They see me with the big Cuban Linkin watch.
Yeah. Shout out to that Linkin Park line. Yo, man, so again, man, RIP to my man, Fred the Godson, man. May he rest in peace. Shout out to his family, his wife, and everybody in this team that rock with him, man. It's sad that it happened. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got to stay safe, man. Don't be out here drinking bleach like your president telling you to. Y'all know the vibes, man. I don't know. Look here, man. Look. Ain't no lesser of two evils, dog. Ain't no lesser of two evils, bruh. Intelligence. And somebody with experience that been here before. Come on, bro. Come on. Anyway, we gonna keep it moving. God, told y'all to drink bleach, dog. He told y'all to drink bleach. And I read somewhere like in New Jersey, like they had to put out a message to the public to be like, nah, because people was like really trying to figure out if that's something they should do. Then he wanna bounce back and be like, oh, I was being sarcastic. Bro, you are not a reality TV show host anymore, bruh. What you say holds great importance. And the problem is, half of y'all think like it's half quarter. He ain't that popular. Just to let y'all know. But quarter of y'all think like, yo, if he's saying it, then, oh, he just joking. No, you can't joke as a president of the United States of America during a pandemic. You can't joke. I'm sorry. Nah. No. And then, oh, it was you just being sarcastic. Were you sarcastic when you told people about the hydrochlorine crap you was talking about the other week? That somebody died from, because he was like, yo, I got that, boom. And not only that, we putting people who got lupus in danger because that's what they use. But you trying to say that's the cure, so now people going to buy that up, and now new people with lupus in danger because people buying up their medication. I'll run for president, dog. Straight up, I'm old enough. Only got to be 35. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Fred the Godson, man. Only got to be 35. Yeah, I ain't going to talk about the UV fee. Man said UV and disinfected. Bro, I'm talking about. And even the thing about it, you can't even be like only idiots will believe him because, or that, you know what I'm saying, only idiots will fall for it because the company that make Lysol, which I didn't know they were foreign. Like, they came out, they had to come out with a message like, yo, don't swallow our Lysol. Don't do that. Nah. Don't do that. Like, bro. And I say it. I'm gonna go down. It's gonna be recorded in history. Look here, man. Yeah, I know about the accusations that's been levied against Joe Biden. You know what I mean? But at this point, it is accusations, dog. And honestly, y'all want to be like, oh, I got to decide between the rapists and the rapists. Bro, If you know what Joe Biden did and you got evidence, man, go to the feds, go snitch on him right now so we can have something legit so we can get him out of here if that's the case. If you ain't got no real evidence, yeah, I believe in, trust me, I believe in believing in the accuser. If accuser, not the accuser, the, yeah, the or the person that, the victim, not into victim blaming at all. The victim say, look, this happened to me. Yes, we should investigate. But if there's no evidence, civil or criminal, bro, drop that. Because right now, Biden already been in the White House. So if you're afraid to have a potential rapist in the White House, you're too late. Oops. So what's the argument? Trump already up though. Now, I'm not trying to dismiss rape victims at all. You try to twist my argument for that, like, forget you. I don't care about your opinion anyway. But all this, Biden's a potential rapist. Bro, if you can prove that, please do. Because I wouldn't want him in the office if it's true. I'm not saying shut the potential victim up. Let her speak. She's been speaking. You know what I mean? Now, if the media is burying that, they attack the media. But I ain't gonna go out here and say, don't vote for Biden. Because at this point, it's either vote for Biden or vote for somebody telling you to drink Lysol, dog. Like, y'all play with it if y'all want to. Go ahead. Go ahead. Anyway, let me get off the seriousness, man. Hey, I ain't mean to get political. I want to keep it smooth and easy, man. But, I mean, I told y'all to drink Lysol, dog. Y'all might as well. Y'all going to be throwing this old, the Democratic Party isn't talking about the Joe Biden accusations. Man, go drink Lysol, bro. Straight up. Anyway, probably one of the main events, and I feel super late now because it's been a week. Maybe I didn't do a bi-weekly, two times a week podcast, like some people. Yeah, the Teddy Riley and Babyface battle was a whole move for like the entire weekend. So first of all, I told y'all about the battle on the last podcast, right? So apparently, so they got together on IG Live, and I don't think they even got through like two or three songs before Teddy. Y'all know the vibes. Teddy Riley had the malfunction. apparently, Mans was trying to do way too much behind the scenes, and the tiny app that's Instagram was like, no sir, not now. You're not finna do a whole documentary and try to go live with Babyface. And Babyface was just chilling, like, I am social distancing. I don't know why you have all those people behind the scenes, but yeah, they said 10 people. And like Teddy Riley had more than 10 people. I don't know what they got going on in Virginia, but it was definitely more than 10 people in that whole room. But so everybody's like, yo, that's crazy. So many people, so many famous people. Like Toni Braxton was straight flaming on Twitter. Like, ain't no shoes that hood. I kind of get the little Birdman relationship thing. Nah, she was out here. I ain't mad at her. Tony was going in. But yo, so everybody was like, yo, that was crazy. It was jokes all week. Of course, I made a joke. You can check my TikTok. I made a TikTok video. Actually, it turned out to be one of my most popular TikTok videos in a while. I'm almost at a G, which is good for me because my TikTok week. So if you're listening, go join me on TikTok. Addy Nick myself. Thank you very much. Yeah. Same to y'all, Facebook. Join me on TikTok. My number's weak. I got like over 3,000 friends on Facebook. My TikTok like 100 people. Barely. Anyway, so come Monday, they did it again. Ran a bit smoother. We got through, I think it got through 10 songs apiece. Yeah, Babyface got that. I think Babyface just got it because of his poise. Babyface was just like, yeah, that's cute. But Babyface had the Prince vibes. R.I.P. the Prince. His The day he passed, anniversary was this week as well. So rest in peace to Prince. But yeah, Babyface had the ill Prince vibes. He was just, I'm here. I'm not bothered. It's like three of the coldest brothers if you've ever seen was Prince, Babyface, and Omarion. Them boys ain't bothered. It was like, oh, okay. Icebox. That's where my heart used to be. Until I met Fee. I gotta say that because she's staring at me. I give y'all these dramatic pauses so you can laugh at my jokes. No. But yeah, man, it turned out to be a pretty decent battle. Teddy Riley did end up having issues again. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, the real loser was Instagram. But I did read an article. Y'all can't be too hard on Instagram because it's really Facebook. Like Facebook is like a hating parent. You ever had a parent that try to live vicariously through their kid and then the kid actually do better than what they expect and the parents start hating on the kid? It's like that weird relationship. Like Facebook bought up Instagram, but then they basically bought Instagram to suppress Instagram, but Instagram still shining. And Facebook like, I don't like that. So we're not going to do things for y'all. Like Instagram could be way bigger than it is. Like those issues Facebook could fix like this. But they won't because they don't want to. So, because they want everybody to be on live on Facebook like I am now. So, there you have it. So, that's the real loser. The winner, of course, was the fans. Like, they said it was over 4 million people. Like, it literally broke the internet. So, yeah, shout out to Babyface, Teddy Riley, two kings in the game. No disrespect to any of them. We just had, isn't it going to have jokes, Teddy? So, also another IG Live battle, lesser known battle. Definitely didn't get these numbers. I was watching Amal and Rory. They was battling between Fabulous and Wayne. And it was a slaughterhouse. No, it was a slaughter, man. Yeah, any debate between Fabulous or any debate between Mixtape Fabulous and Mixtape Wayne, really ain't even a debate between the hits. Wayne got that. But the Mixtape Fabulous versus Mixtape Wayne, September Libras are the best, bro. Just to let y'all know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So shout out to them boys for doing that. What other news do we have for this week? We have 420 for all the smokers and Nazis. And because I don't care about Earth Day, Fee. I don't. Fee thought I care about Earth Day. I don't care about Earth Day. Earth Day don't got five rings like I got five rings. So, nah. Ooh, Earth Day, 21st? 22nd? All right. So that's all the Earth Day, I guess. Fee care. Fee cares or I care. It is what it is. no, Earth Day was straight because of the quarantine. Guess what? The Earth is feeling better. It's not choking on our carbon emissions because we've been staying our ass at home. Wow. Who would have thought all we had to do is not drive cars? So, but yeah, one of the things that happened on 420 was Dr. Dre, The Chronic is now available on all streaming apps. Thank me later. And so you can go and check out that classic, finally. Yo, it kind of reminded me, I was leaving the radio station, and I think JC had played like some Chronic stuff. I don't know why, West Coast. And I was fiending. I was like, yo, I need some more. I need The Chronic. I need some more. So I'm on Tidal. I couldn't find nothing. I had to settle for Compton. That sound bad. Yeah, listen to the Compton album. This nigga. But no, that one I realized, like, wait, The Chronic ain't Oh, a lot. Ain't on what, Spotify? I was like, oh, okay. The Chronic isn't available. So now it is. So, matter of fact, can get my podcast all jacked up. Let me see if I can find it. Find it. Man, my Facebook is a whole ghost land, bro. Ain't nobody over there. Facebook do not like me. They said, nope, we busy. Can I find a Chronic? It's the Chronic. Hey, nope, that's not the Chronic. I wanted. Yo, so that's like that Babyface busting out the guitar during the battle. My man's he just went, because like Teddy was having issues, and he just pulled out the guitar and started playing. You can't do that.
Biatch.
Wapping the baby. You look good.
Gonna buy, because I'm too hard to lift. And know this ain't Aerosmith. It's the motherfucker.
Yo, you know what's bugged out? From the CP. Dr. Dre's face is moving. I don't know if y'all can see that.
I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow voice commence to pop, pop.
That's wild. Because
if it don't stop, I have to put
his face is moving on the joint. Rolling in my 6'4. Dum dum. And all the niggas saying. Hell yeah. Speaking of, yeah, Babyface pulled this off. Babyface was like, all right, Teddy don't know how to work his stuff, so I'm going to go ahead and pull out this guitar. Man, had to be prepared, because you got to tune your guitar, because mine isn't tuned. Anybody know anything about guitars? Should know that mine is not tuned right now. Sounds horrible. Yeah, man just pulled his out like, yo. I'm doing the most right now. See? You see how disruptive that was, me pulling out my guitar? Babyface did it with no issue. His camera didn't fall. You didn't hear the guitar fall over once he put it back up. This is going to be a fun podcast, and I'm not editing any of this. You guys are going to get all of this.
All of it.
Live. Let me ride. Speaking of entertainment, yo, this was bugged out. I really wasn't even going to talk about it. Because I wasn't interested. But I saw it and I checked it out. Shout out to CERN, because CERN mentioned it on his IG. I don't really miss the camera. But apparently yesterday or last night or early this morning, let me get my camera right, y'all. I do have Fee who've been helping me out. She like, yo, ain't got time for this right now. You set this up. Okay, anyway. Be like, you set this all up earlier. You asked for my help. Why you need my help now? Anyway, so shouts out. Travis Scott, man, did a whole live concert on Fortnite. You can check it out on YouTube. It was amazing. I haven't seen anything like it. It was amazing. So, shouts out to, shouts out to Travis Scott. Again, just dumb, crazy visuals. And it's short, too. It's only 10 minutes. And most of the songs you're going to know, you're going to vibe to. So, check it out. And before I get up out of here, we'll get to the next track. I want to give a shout out to two of my homies. Never Will Stop Deuce dropped a video. As well as Sharif Knockout this week. So you guys can, again, go to YouTube, you know, after you check out the Travis Scott joint, check out Never Will Stop Deuce and Sharif Knockout. They dropped new joints today. And it's also too, already, speaking of new stuff, nothing to play stuff now. Boom, look how that worked. My man, Big OG. My man, Big OG, another project. That boy grinding. He getting it in. He doing his thing. yeah, man, Big OG with a new project. So we finna drop this Jewel freestyle, and then I'm gonna come back with my man, Summerhill 7. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby?
Yeah, yeah. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel. One of a kind. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel. That's a refine. A real rap fine. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Ahead of my time. You want these shoes? I'm not hard to find. I jump in the booth and kill him with Ryan. The flow so dope, make a press rewind. Go back in time, I'm still first in line. Fuck being still, I'ma stay on my grind. Trying me and you crazy, you are out of your mind. You are not in my league, don't get out of line. I get to that paper, I'm funny hoe later. Got hoes all in my bedroom, serving me like a waiter. I just gave her the tea up. Only fuck, I don't date him. Same hoe that was dissing a nigga. I was smashing them later. Why the fuck would I lie for? Do this shit way too easy. Ain't no need for me to try more. Y'all niggas still at the bottom. I'm on my way to the top floor. Antisocial, I'm offshore. Free my nigga, roll flow. Talking no more locked doors. Big dog, I'm hardcore. Kicking shit like I'm Chuck Norris. Niggas say they be getting the bag. I get they talking about from grocery stores. Man, these boys been fraudulent. I been holding back, killing nigga vent. Never mind, time to tell it all. I can see your niggas ain't ballin'. I ain't gonna say nothing now, man. I'ma let y'all nigga be great, bro. I'ma let y'all nigga be great, you feel me? All y'all nigga need to know is that. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel, yeah. Real, real fine. Bitch, I'm a jewel. One of a kind. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel. Bitch, I'm a jewel.
Yep, and we are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September, and I'm here with my man Summerhill 7. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, bro? You wouldn't be the first one to get my name wrong. Don't worry about it.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it all real, man. I've been jacking up your whole name. I've been jacking your name the whole time, bro.
Hey, you're not alone.
But the love's still there, though. You know what I mean? It's still love.
Oh yeah, no. Love and remembering names, they're not even the same conversation, bro. I understand.
Word.
Because most of the people we love, we don't even necessarily know their name. You know, you see somebody at first glance, love at first sight, you don't even know their name.
Exactly. That's a good point. See, that's why I got my man on here. Yo, if y'all know about my man, Summerhill Cypher, Summerhill 7, you know what I'm saying? My man is
That dude, my bro,
he do everything. Poet, teacher, speaker, motivational speaker, trainer, just the whole nine, literally. Man, just do any and everything. So, yo, man, I'm glad to have you, you know what I'm saying, on the show. Connect whenever we go, whenever I'm at WVFS, we go up to the station or whatever. He usually sitting up with my man, Yush, and vibing with Yush, and they doing their thing or whatever. And he usually imparts with some knowledge, you know what I mean, before we embark on our show, me and JC. So, yeah, we've been trying to do this for a good little minute, you know what I mean? And finally got it going on. So
finally got it, brother.
So yep. Off top, man, I just want to know, like, you know what I'm saying? What's your history as far as like your childhood, you know what I'm saying? How you came up, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. My story is pretty simple, man. I was born with a silver tongue and the Silver Spoon, and my life has really just been, you know, picture perfect, quite frankly. I don't have that, you know, like selling drugs in the Marcy Projects kind of story.
Right,
you know
right, what I'm right.
But I'll say this, when I was five, that's one of my earliest memories. I was in a candy store in Albany, New York, where I grew up, where I was born. And the lady asked me at the candy store, what you gonna be when you grow up? And it was the 70s, and I had on my Superfly suit, because it was Easter, Enigma.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, back then especially, the Easter suits were based on the popular movie that was out. The popular black movie dictated all the fashion for Easter.
Right, right.
So Superfly was out.
Okay.
So everybody was rocking Superfly suits, platform shoes. It was that era. So I'm like 5 years old with my Superfly suit on, my hat, my platforms. What you gonna be when you grow up, little boy? I lean back. I'm gonna be a pimp.
Oh, Easter.
On Easter. And my wonderful mother, who is pictured back there, you can't see it, but that's her in that black and white photo there. It's also on Instagram, you can see it. She turned bright orange, because she was red anyway. She turned bright orange, snatched me out the candy store, looked back at the lady and said, he's going to be a lawyer, and shut the door. Cut to 22 years later, Enigma, I'm waking up in a Los Angeles movie theater after having passed the California bar, trying to figure out what happened for the past 22 years,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then that's really when I decided, well, okay, so I did my mom's dream. Somehow she figured that out. What is my dream, right? Enigma, what's my dream? What do I want to do?
Right.
And I guess I went back to my childhood. I said, really, all I ever wanted to do was be a whole bunch of different things.
Right, yeah.
That's how I got to the acting thing. I was sitting there watching Spike Lee's movie, My Ex, and the dude said to Malcolm Little, when he was in the group home, he says, what do you want to be when you grow up, little boy? He says, I want to be a lawyer. Do you remember this part?
Yeah, he told him, like, basically told him, you're a nigga. You can't be a lawyer. You probably best.
You can't be no lawyer.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't lawyers. Which I love that. I love that. Because in that moment, I reflected. It took me back. I had read the autobiography and everything, but it took me back because no one in my life had ever told me I couldn't be a lawyer. And especially white people told me it was a great idea for you to be a lawyer. Because, in effect, niggas need lawyers. But, I mean, they didn't say it like that. But they were like, you know, black people, it's going to be a need for black lawyers.
Right.
So it was squircular. It was a real squircular moment for me. I had a full circle, but I was in a different place. That's what squircular is about. It's full. You come full circle. But because of the squaring of it, the truth, I was in a different place.
Right.
And so that's when I said, well, I'm gonna be an actor. And I started acting, and I've been a professional actor for, I don't know, I guess that was 92. However many years since then, I've been a professional actor. And along the way, I wrote some books and discovered this concept of poemity, discovered me in relationship to hip-hop theater, right? What do you know about that?
Not much. Not much. Okay. I ain't a sponge right now because, yeah. I mean, I know as far as probably off top, I think of Hamilton.
Right. Hamilton. Everybody knows Hamilton, right?
Right.
Like, as if Hamilton fell out the sky. You know, it was nothing that came before it. And, you know, Danny Hawk did a one-man play called Jails, Hospitals, and Hip Hop. And then later he went on to found the Hip Hop Theater Festival in New York City. The second year into the Hip Hop Theater Festival, a man named David Lamb, who wrote one of the first hip hop novels, He used to be an MC, and he went to law school, and then he wrote a novel, a hip-hop novel, called Do Platanos Go With Collard Greens?
Okay.
We happen to be roommates at Princeton. We went to law school together. We went to this hip-hop theater festival together, Enigma.
All right.
Second year, right? It was crazy. It was like, whoa, hip-hop theater festival. It was right on, not Fifth Avenue, like Third Avenue, St. Mark's, right over there, right near the Public, right up the street from the Public Theater.
Okay.
It was crazy, totally rearranged our thinking about everything, and we decided we were going to get into hip-hop theater. So we adapted his novel, and it is still been running longer than Hamilton. It came before Hamilton. It's still running right up until all the theaters were closed. It was running.
Right.
And so that's how Poemity got started, because we saw the Hip Hop Theater Festival. We weren't exactly doing hip hop theater, even though we were adapting a hip hop novel. We were doing something else, because by then spoken word had started popping off.
Right. All the slams and all that stuff. Yeah.
Precisely. And so we were creating this hybrid, okay, that was standing on the shoulders of hip-hop and inclusive of hip-hop, but it wasn't exclusive. See, the thing about hip-hop theater is it's exclusive. It's hip-hop only. It ain't nothing else.
Right.
It's hip-hop theater. It ain't right. Got some of the elements, you know. And so we said, well, we like hip-hop theater. We definitely are about that life, but what's next? See, that's what we said. What's next? That's where Poemity came from. That's in the what's next.
And if you could,
so that's not, man.
Like, if you could explain what Poemity is in particular.
Right. Now, when are you gonna play Poor Ruben Stacey?
Probably in about, we probably give it another 7 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Great. So, because Poor Ruben Stacey is really that next level of hip hop theater. But it's not really, we can't even really call it hip hop theater anymore. It really is its own thing, Enigma. Poemity has become its own thing because, let me tell you what happened. So right after we did Platanos and Collard Greens, I went back to school, got an MFA in acting.
Okay.
But not just acting, Enigma, classical acting. Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shaw.
I was about to say, I was like, Shakespeare? Does it?
The Western canon. I have been doing black theater, you know, since I started.
Right.
Since I was in law school, I was in National Black Theater. That was where I did my first lead role at the National Black Theater. So I've been doing black theater, but I hadn't been doing Shakespeare or anything from the Western canon. I hadn't trained in the classical way that Stanislavski talks about in his books. So I did that. I got a full ride to do that again. Silver spoon. You know, I've just been very fortunate in my life.
Right.
I did that. I hated every minute of it, but I loved everything that I gained from it.
Right.
You know, So Poemity comes out of that combination of the roots of American theater, which is the classical Western canon, and this whole hip hop thing, which comes straight through the Black Arts Movement, of course,
right,
which is the blues, the Mississippi Delta, from the Kambi Bilongo. I mean, so Poemity really is a crossroads. It's a juncture between the Great White Way and the Great Black Way. It's where they meet, and they right. and they can be equals. You see,
right.
Even black theater on Broadway comes to Broadway not as equals.
Right.
Put it like that.
Right, right.
Black theater is not on Broadway as equal. It's there as a
almost kind of. You want to say like a substitute or a stepchild? Like, okay,
yes,
we got it, but we ain't really messing with it.
Marginalized is the popular phrase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like my man Tyler said, y'all going with your Oscar so white, I'm down here doing me.
Right.
Right. You keep knocking on their door. They already told you they don't want you. I'm down here doing me. So that's really, that's how that go.
Okay. Okay. And with that, like, what do you want people to get from it when you introduce it to them? You know what I'm saying? What is your goal as far
right,
as...
Right, so this is Performity Awareness Month. Right now, for me, it's about promoting other artists. Our first Performity Awareness Month was up here. We introduced an artist called Dixie Ann Black. Poet, she's here. Check her out. Fire. Our second year, we did... Cynthia Portolatin, she's here. She's dope, a poet, a visual artist, a filmmaker. Check her out. See, you build a platform, Enigma.
Yeah, yeah.
For other people to stand on. See, some of those seven, I could just do me all day. I still do me. But Poemity is a platform to give other people shine who are expressing this. So we didn't invent it so much as give it a name.
Right.
You know, Richard Pryor was a Poemity. I mean, those bits he did, that was pure poetry with comedy. I mean, he was certainly a poet, you know?
Right.
George Carlin. I mean, there's so many we could name. So we didn't invent it. We were nurtured by it. And we were given a name to describe it, and we were given a responsibility to showcase it.
Right.
That's all. That's all my responsibility. So we have Poetry Awareness Month. At the same time, National Poetry Month happens, and really it's to showcase it, give voice to it, wherever we see it, point it out, let people know, you know, because a lot of times people figure there isn't a place for them in art because the thing that they do, there isn't a name for it yet.
Right, right. So they end up feeling lost because there's not a label. So once they find something that can label it, then they feel like they can belong to something, and then that it helps them to be more creative and to expand on the universe that they're trying to create.
And they have role models.
Word,
they
word.
Have people that came before, they're not like space aliens dropping out of the sky. They're like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Yep, no, I don't want to do it. I did it. You know, you can learn from people. Role models are key. I'm not so big on mentorship as I am role models. Role models, you know, that was a big thing in early hip hop, right? You know, they were you know, it's kind of funny when you look back on the history of hip hop, right? And how the things that were criticized now people long for.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Nah, that's dope. So what we're going to do is now we're going to go into, you know what I'm saying, the two joints. Actually, I went ahead and picked the second one.
Yeah.
But I thought it was dope anyway, so we're going to rock with it.
Is that Port River Stacy?
So yeah, I got, where is it? Hold up. Now, yeah, I got Poor Ruben Stacy, Self Medicate. And then I got the, you may have to say it for me because my enunciation. Yes. Spike Lee joint. Yeah. So, we're going to give a pause to the calls. We'll play those joints and be right back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Poor Ruben Stacy. Back in the day, the wind make us sway, whether or not we wanna. Now I know why. Sorry I'm late, y'all. You know what I mean? CP time. Now we do it. Now I know why.
I'm Sorry I'm late. I hate to make you wait.
I had to have a 40 right quick. Sorry I'm late. No,
I had to self-medicate to make it through the day. I hate to make you wait, but I'm sorry I'm late. Had to self-medicate just to make it through the day.
Sorry,
alcohol and drugs.
Suspend history in space to your mutilated space. Snap his neck, be free at last. Free at last, free at last. Cause back in the day, the wind to make us sway. Whether or not we won. Now I know why niggas get high and swing on them corners. No more anticipation, fear, hate, or repetition of Holocaust, genocide, time's death, the last homicide. Hang time for you and for me. Hang time so we can be free. Let time die for our sins, then eternal life begins. Cause back in the day, the wind make us sway, whether or not we'd wanna. Sit back in the day, the wind make us sway, whether or not we'd wanna. And now I know why niggas get high and swing on them corns.
Self-medicate, I'm sorry I'm late. I hate to make you wait, but I had to self-medicate just to make it through the date. But more and more I abhor liquor, pero I abhor the pain of life more, more. Aversiones amor. I hate play, pero I hate work more, more. I dislike sex, pero I dislike masturbation more, more. I hate food, pero I hate starvation more, more. I abhor life, pero I abhor death more. Now I know why, now I know why.
Now I know why,
more.
Now I know why.
More. I despise you, pero I despise me more, more.
Now
more,
I know why.
More. Now I know why. Now I know why. Now I know why. Niggas get high and swing on them corners.
When you hear squares and you hear circles, what you really fear is that squares can't be circles. We want both. We want squircles. Supreme mathematics, God. Knowledge, understanding, God. Barfield's squircular blue doors. Opening on Miami-Dade, the largest squircle campus in United S of A. I hear, Spike! Spike! I ignore. Spike! Finally, yo, Spike Lee! I make a half squircle turn. No one speaks. Hee hee, LOL. Hee hee. Laughter without body. I continue on my way, the eternal number of God, 3.1415, perfect and transcendental, squircular, God, squircular, perfect and transcendental. He do look like Spike, I hear. I don't turn back anymore. Argue telepathically. Squirt you!
I hear myself say to me, dissing Spike in the process. Your mother looked like Spike Lee. That Squirkle is like 2 feet shorter than me, my mind yells through the naps in my kitchen. I'm trapped in school days. Wake up! Then I picture Spike in the crowd. I am truly remorseful. But the nigga know he's short, I assure myself, then think, damn, if it's like this, looking like Spike, then damn, Spike, do you confront obstacles with a hearty urban Zulu cry of, I'm really rich, bitches, prompting me to softly scream, I'm anonymous, Squirkles. I'm anonymous, Squirkle.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. This is your boy Enigma September. I'm sitting here with my man Summerhill 7. What you just heard was Poor Ruben Stacy, Self-Medicate Remix, as well as Squirkler, Spike Lee. That's a remix as well. I couldn't think of the other part of it. But both by my man Summerhill 7, who's with us right now on the podcast. What was the science behind poor Ruben Stacy? I keep thinking of Stacy Adams or somebody. I don't know. So we got Hang Time.
Hang Time is a book, a poetic memoir. It's the second book in the Poemity Trilogy, right? There are actually four books. One is not published yet, but this is the three that are published. This you can only get in paperback because this book is dedicated to all the young black men in America who have not, and who all the black men in America that have never reached and will never reach the age of 40.
Yo, relax. Okay. I got five more months.
Bro. It's serious like that.
Yeah. I mean, should I wait?
Stacy's on the cover. Ruben Stacy was lynched in 1935, Fort Lauderdale, for knocking on a woman's door asking for a drink of water on July 19th. Right? Mm. We know July 19th, South Florida. It don't get no hotter than that.
Right. Okay? Right.
And the brother wanted a glass of water. White lady said, "Rape." He goes to jail. They come out, they transfer him from Fort Lauderdale to Dade for reasons that have yet been made clear to me. The lynch mob takes him from the sheriff and lynches him in front of her door. Ruben Stacy, boom. They made postcards of these, they took ornaments. And this picture was used in the New York Times to persuade FDR to pass an anti-lynching bill, which he never did.
Right.
Well, in 2006, when we published Hang Time, that was when we turned 40. That summer, I turned 40.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote that book. And then when I wrote this song, it was for, there's a one-person show called Poor Ruben Stacy. Excuse me, it's not a one-person show. It's a hip-hop show. It's got a violinist. It's got a rapper, a bebop. There's an excerpt on YouTube. You can go check it out. Poor Ruben Stacy.
Bet.
Okay, show. And it hasn't been fully produced yet, but it's a show. But I wanted to connect his face, his image, that experience with your experience, my experience, what's going on right now, and let people understand. You know, this is 2000, long before Black Lives Matter.
Right.
That this is a mission. This is not, and Superman ain't coming to save us. It's us. It's each one teach one.
Right.
You see, right. That's why I'm so happy to be here with you at this juncture, because this is really what hip hop has always been about. That's really what hip hop is always about.
Yeah, I truly believe like it's a mix of just the rhythmic, you know what I'm saying, patterns and drumming and bass and all of that, but also too black messaging.
You know what I'm saying? It's about giving the black history, the oral traditions and history of our story. You know what I'm saying? Past, present, and future. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm definitely with you on that.
Exactly. So, and sharpening the saw of our minds, keeping our minds sharp, constantly learning new words, phrases, concepts, ideas. And those are the building blocks of society, see? And so, so that's really what Poemity is about. That's what poor Ruben Stacey about that song. You know, that self-medicate thing is critical, man. I don't know. You know, I know people who don't drink, don't smoke weed, but they have some form of medicinal activity that requires, that keeps them seeing the world in a way that they have joy, love, peace, and happiness.
Right.
Love, peace, and happiness, right? That's the ultimate thing that we all want. Love, we want to be loved, we want to have someone to love. We want to have peace in our lives. We want peace in the world. We want to experience happiness. We want to be the source of someone else's happiness. You know, all these things, cars, houses, fancy clothes, jewels, you know, all these things are all geared towards those three things.
Right. The happiness, and I mean, would you say is essentially that's the pleasure principle?
Pleasure is interesting. Say more.
Or just, I mean, as far as like happiness, you just want to make sure you feel, you know, elated, you feel comfortable, you feel just at ease at that point. Are you at ease and also other people at ease?
Yeah.
Right. So not necessarily pleasure in the Hinduistic sense, or, you know, not just in the like kind of like blowing out your mind, but more so just the pleasure of being comfortable, the pleasure of, you know, other people being comfortable and not really being stressed or dealing with any stressors.
Right. That part. And then isn't there really just this thing that is not able to be put into words? That's just a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's not. It's like how when you came into the studio, we just felt the kinship.
Word, yeah.
It wasn't like a whole lot of talking. This is the longest you and I have ever spoken continuously, ever, in life.
True.
So it's not words that there's a connection. It's just a feeling. Like right. I feel, I think Enigma, I get a happy feeling. I get a, right, it's
like you said, just comfortability or
creative. It makes me want to add on,
right? Manifest,
it makes me push wanna build. I want to build with you,
right?
I want to create with you,
connect,
and then see what when we put our energies together, we create,
right.
That's really what I get. That I guess for me, that's probably my highest level of interactive happiness is if I feel like we can share. You know, tons of things I have no idea about and I want to know about that.
Right.
And I know things that you have no idea about and you want to know about that.
Exactly.
And in the process of sharing that, guess what happens? We create other things that only you and I know about.
Right. No, that's true. I could, that's the feeling, like you said, just that connection and also to that curiosity to want to gain more knowledge through that experience. You know, but you have to understand that, yo, I may not know everything, that person may know everything, but we can build together and then grow from there and then, you know, connect somebody else. They may know something, all of that. And it's that thirst for knowledge, that thirst for wanting to build and have an understanding of what's going on around you. I think that's what the connection is. It's just we want to know more, you know what I'm saying? We want to remain curious about how the world works and how people work and
and the like. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. That is happiness, right? Peace can be the absence of discord. You know, you don't want people wilding out all the time. We get peace and we get love. We get that unconditional acceptance. You know, right? We may not like so and so and but we got mad love for them. You know, we got love for someone without liking them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that happiness thing is the most elusive. That's where you know, there's some people who almost don't believe in it, Enigma. They almost don't believe. Have you watched hashtag Black AF yet?
I watched like the first two episodes. Black AF. Yeah. First three episodes. Yep.
Who's that, your lady?
Yeah, I got Fee in the building. Fee always in the building.
What's going on? Yeah. Well, that's a good couple show. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
You see, it really shows the power of that two when you bring them together like that. Invincible, man.
Right. Right. That's why I got my baby. You know what I'm saying? She hold me down. You know what I mean? But yo, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? This is the Nick Myself hour.
Yeah. So let me know what you want to know before we go, man. I got my books here. This is the first one, Notes of a Neurotic. I would definitely recommend it, man. This is really what kicked everything off. Then we talked about poor Ruben Stacy for sure.
Word.
And then Squircular. You know, I don't really talk about myself a lot these days. I wrote these memoirs. Mostly now what I'm doing is this, you know, and you said motivation, and that's a fair perspective. But the reality is I mostly, today is the first day of Ramadan, by the way. Right. Ramadan Mubarak to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's about connecting, about building. You know, that's why we started the Poemity Institute. The Institute, we teach, and the fundamental paradigm is eloquence. Eloquence is fluent and persuasive communication. You see, people have desires. They want things. The way you get what you want is to persuade other people. Okay, that's what eloquence is. It's fluent and persuasive communication. Now, that could be through dance. That could be through visual arts, graphics, film, speaking. We coach people. We do a bunch of things on poemity.com. We're basically out here at Enigma serving people. Wow. That's really it. That's really what we are here doing, man. Any way we can, we're here to serve.
Now, anybody listening to the podcast, we'll have the information in the description of the podcast. Also, too, on YouTube, we'll also have the description on YouTube. But if you could, just so for the audio people, if you can spell out the website so they'll be able to get to it.
Okay, great. So I'm going to give you for the books first, because we really want people to read.
Word.
And this is Poetry Month, and this is Poemity Awareness Month. So here you go. Take this down. You can write this down. It's S. You see, Enigma, I got to look, right?
No, it's all good.
S Q U I R C U L A-R, Squircular. Squircular, subtitle is An Actor's Tale. This is really the book about the journey of being the journey of a professional actor and what that's like. You know, a lot of people know about famous actors, but they don't know about the average run-of-the-mill just actor. Just the actor doing it to act. You know, he ain't famous, he ain't rich. He's an actor. So that's a great story about that. And, you know, I talk a little bit about law school and college and some other fun things. And then if there's anybody out there who is wants to book me, I'm a voice actor too. You can book me at Akbar Talent, AKBARTALENT.com. And Poemedy.com, POEMEDY, POE, like Po, ME, like me, DY, like do you.com. You could book me as a coach, as an appearance, a speaker, blah, blah, blah. That's where my booking stuff happens, all that. And then film and television is just Summerhill, the number 7.com. So that's it, man. Hey, listen, man. It's so good to be with you.
Yo.
Anytime, man.
No doubt. We're gonna do this again because it's a lot of the stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we really get around to. So it's definitely going to be a part two soon.
And you know, September is the 7th month.
That makes
sense. You know
sense.
About the knowledge of that?
Not necessarily, because my number is 9. I like number 9.
But yes, is 7.
Right, right.
So that you know how the calendar got changed. They were right. So it's some interesting science behind that.
You gonna maybe go look that up because I always hang on front. I always focus on the 9 version. Just because in my life, like everything's surrounded by the number 9. Like my last name has 9 letters. My dad was a 9th child. In his family, my birthday, 9/27/1980, is divisible by 9 completely. My daughter was born on November 9th. Like everything around me has been surrounded by the number 9. So the look up number 7, cause I'm trying to think, 7 means completion, right? Am I right?
7's completion. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
But look, knowledge build is 9. This is a 9. 18 is a 9.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, 9 is born. It's there everywhere. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we gotta just have one time. We just talk about that, bro.
I was saying like this is good. I had to kind of cut it off because I know we probably could go 3 hours if we ain't careful.
Well, it'd be like Ali Frazier. It'd be like Nixon Frost. You
right.
Know? You know, 6 and 7 up.
Yeah, no doubt. Matter of fact, I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying, especially once this quarantine thing has shut down, then I can have you in-house versus the Zoom joint, you know what I'm saying, and we can build absolutely. Really face-to-face versus the technology joint. But, absolutely. Yo, I just want to say we are totally blessed to have you here, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know it's infinite knowledge that I can arrive from you and vice versa. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we hope to draw it out for the people so they'll be able to see it and get it. So, again, I appreciate you for your time and being here. Peace and blessings to you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
So, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. But I'll be back next week. Got my man Military. He'll be on the pod. So, we're going to do that. Other than that, man, y'all hold it down. Stay safe. Don't drink no chlorine, no chloride, none of the other crap that fool telling y'all to do. And we out of here. Fee, I love you. Mackenzie, your daddy love you. And we out. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby?